The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, hello. Hello, everyone. Good to see you. Good to be with you this Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Just lovely to be with you. It's a special time of year, the holidays, whether one is Christian or not, or celebrates Christmas or not. It feels like, oh, the holidays. You know, there are Kwanzaa and other holidays too at this time, and the solstice that just passed. And what I especially appreciate, what I've been appreciating and pondering today, really reflecting and sitting with today, which is the inspiration for our practice today together, is how in this time of the year, it feels like there's something else in the air. There's a sense of goodness, goodwill that people share. And I was appreciating, for example, all the greetings that came in the chat that, oh, yes, season's greetings, happy holidays. There's a sense of warmth. There's a sense of goodwill that we associate, we share with each other. And to really pause and appreciate that this is an expression of metta. This is an expression of goodwill that we wish on each other. May you be well. May you be happy. May you have happy holidays, season's greetings. May you have happy 2021, a better 2021 than 2020. May you have health and peace and, you know, all these wishes that not just we make for one another, but also to pause for a moment and really receive them. So that it's not just a formality. It's not just done without thinking. We just sign our mails, happy holidays. Okay, I'm supposed to do that because the other person did that. So I'm just, you know, reciprocity. But what if actually we took this time right now in every email we sent or every exchange we had to actually receive the goodwill, really let it register. Really let it register, oh, that this person is wishing me well. To really take it in and let the metta, let the goodwill, the kindness to really land in your bones. And also when you give it, not let it be mechanical, but really touching into your good wish for this other human being, really wishing them well. And as I was saying earlier today, as someone, you know, there are a bunch of emails that I was receiving and reading, and I decided to really let them land, to really pause for a moment, connect with the humanity of this person who was wishing me well, who took an extra couple of seconds or even minute to type these good wishes, to really connect with that and really let it land. Ah, really receive it. And then when I was sending it back to them, to really feel it, to really feel my goodwill. So making that into a practice of cultivating loving kindness and care. So with that being the inspiration for our practice together, I'll bring that into our meditation, practicing metta, goodwill for ourselves, for others. And as always, we start by settling with the body, with the breath, and also connecting, as I will guide us, connecting with a sense of goodwill for each other, the fellow practitioners who are spending this time together. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, whatever time zone you might be in right now, and just sharing our goodwill with each other freely. So with that as the setup, as the setting, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. If you need to shift and move, if you need to lie down, we need to switch to a more comfortable position, or maybe you need to sit up straighter to have a sense of integrity in your body. And landing with the breath, with the body. Settling in with the breath. Receiving the breath. Letting the body land, relax, be soft. As if sitting in a warm bath. Letting the body feel nurtured, soothed, taken care of. And if the image of a warm bath doesn't work for you, maybe a comfortable, soft, fuzzy blanket. It's wrapped around you, caring, supporting. Yeah, your body can relax. Your heart and mind can relax. And just receiving the breath in your abdomen, letting it be received. It's not so much that you are breathing. Don't make it effortful. Breathing is happening on its own. Let it happen naturally. And just simply let your awareness rest in your abdomen, receiving. The goodness of the breath. And inviting the thoughts, stories, if they're coming up. Inviting them in a very friendly way. Maybe first wishing them well. Hello, thoughts. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas, thoughts. Wishing them well. May you be happy. And inviting them to relax, to chill in a playful way, a playful way. See what happens if you wish well in this playful, humorous way to your thoughts, to your heart, to your mind, to your body. Just receive the breath. Enjoying each and every breath, in breath and out breath. And as more thoughts might arise, no need for judgment. Wish them well. Seasons, greetings, thoughts, preoccupations. Hello. And as if thoughts were ornaments that you actually look at, you hold with your hand, with your awareness, and kind of look at and appreciate. Well, thank you. And then you just hang them on a tree somewhere. Like, okay, you be here, you hang here. I'm just going to sit and enjoy my breath for a little while. I don't have to hold you this whole time. You can just hang here on this metaphorical Christmas tree. You might hang more ornaments through this practice on the tree. You don't have to hold them all. You can let them be somewhere else, shining in their brightness while you sit. A moment of refuge. And now I'd like to invite you, as you feel your abdomen receiving the breath, feeling your feet on the ground, your sit bones on the cushion, your hands on your lap. The breath, feeling your abdomen and your chest, feeling embodied. So you feel your body sitting exactly where you are sitting or lying down. And I'd like to invite you to bring to mind an image of some people whom you know, people in your life. People in your life standing around you, standing all around you, and caroling. If you have a favorite carol, maybe they're singing it to you as a song of metta, with an expression of their goodwill, wishing you well. You're being caroled to, virtually and in your imagination, an expression of care, goodwill, of people in your life, people whom your life has touched in some way. Might also be people you don't know are showing up. People whom indirectly you've touched. You don't even know them, but through your work, through your hobbies, your work, your words, somehow you've impacted them indirectly. Let yourself receive. This goodwill, this singing, this caroling. Let it land in your heart. Let it land in your whole body. As you were listening, as if you're listening with your whole body, receiving the goodwill and the carol. See how you can make this image work for you. This could even be strangers going virtually door to door, just singing song of goodwill. Let yourself receive it. Whatever works for you in this image. just receiving the goodwill of the song, the carol, being sung all around you, to you. Letting your heart feel full of goodness, receiving goodness. And if the image starts to wane, you can focus on each individual in the circle, people that you might know, and their goodwill. Receiving their goodwill. As if a song, a carol. As you receive the song of goodwill, feeling that you matter to this person, to this being. You are connected to them. Even if invisible right now, if you can't be with them, you're connected to them. You matter to them. You're welcome to have in your circle folks who are alive. And if it works for you, also those who have cared about you deeply and are no longer living. Receiving their goodwill as in a carol. You're appreciated, you matter, you're cared for. You're held in goodwill. Even if seemingly alone in this moment, you're not alone. Interconnected through space and time. So many people who care about you. Who are interconnected to you. To invite you, if you wish, to imagine yourself now joining this chorus of carolers, sharing your goodwill, your warmth, your care, your good wishes, and putting someone else in the circle, or a few folks in the circle, someone you care about, perhaps, and see yourself joining these carolers, caroling this being. It's an expression of your care, your good wishes. Your warmth, your metta. Feeling the song from your heart emanating and seeing them become happier, receiving the goodwill, the joy in them being serenaded, sung a carol to. feeling your body as if the song is reverberating through your body, feeling the resonance of goodwill as it is sung out silently. Now, I invite you to see yourself joining carolers and going door to door randomly. And wishing well some random human being, just like you, just wants to be happy. Sharing your goodwill with others. Imagining someone opening the door who's different from you, different age, race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, wishing them well. Seeing them feel moved by you singing a carol to them, your good wishes. Maybe they laugh. They feel seen, receiving the goodwill. And feeling how good it feels. Share your goodwill with others, the random stranger who's different from you, making them happy. What a gift, what a generosity it is that makes you happy when you give this gift of kindness. Without any expectations. And for the last moment, for the last moments, imagining that you're singing now, caroling the world with this group on this special microphone that transmits your goodwill. The sound waves, the silent sound waves of your goodwill to the whole world. And you don't have to sing very loud. You just sing normally. Such is the power of this magic microphone gets transmitted to the whole world, your goodwill, your kindness, your greetings, your goodwill for all of humanity and all beings. Seeing how, feeling how, sharing, singing your carol, dropping it as an offering, just giving it up, this song, as an offering into the cosmos. It's an act of love. And it lightens your heart. It gives joy to your heart. May our receiving and giving, sharing of goodwill, this offering into the cosmos, be a cause and condition for goodwill, for happiness, for freedom. Of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. May all beings be joyous and safe. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining this practice together. So I'll change the setting. If you like to share reflections of what this practice was like for you, metta is caroling, putting our thoughts as if ornaments, hanging them on a little Christmas tree, proverbial one, so that you don't have to hold them all. Just letting them be gently. And they're receiving of goodwill, as if caroling, your favorite carol, and singing it to others. If you like to raise your hand or type it in chat, and I'll just share with you that for me it was very sweet, this practice. I had never shared it this way. Of course, this is inspired by the season, by the time, but just to imagine a carol, and I'm not a caroler, and I wasn't really raised in this tradition, but a carol came up for me, and it was so soothing and lovely to imagine myself receiving it from my loved ones, living or not, and feel that I'm held in the care and the goodwill, interconnection with the whole world, and also singing it to others. So Pete says, remarkable. This one will become a classic. Oh, sweet, lovely. Thanks, Pete. I'm delighted. It makes me very happy. Andrea says, that was extremely impactful for me, and the visualization of the tree full of all my thoughts was something that I'm going to use going forward. Really registered with me. Oh, Christmas tree, Christmas tree was my carol, and it really connected with the image I conjured. Oh, sweet. Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, I feel joy as I read that, as I feel that. Thank you, Andrea. Thanks for sharing that. So sweet. Yeah. And on YouTube, we have reflection. That was wonderful. Maybe the best ever. I'm serious. Wow. Thanks, Nikki. Got to go. I'm giddy. Oh, that is sweet. Thanks for joining us. Paul Hemis. I forget what your first name is, but your handle is Paul Hemis. Paul Hemis 7. Lovely that you joined. Anybody else likes to share reflections? Either type them or raise your hand, please. And if you raise your hand physically, I may not see you, but I'll try. But if you raise your blue hand, if go to participants, you'll see raise hand. It'll be lovely to hear how this was for you. Hear your reflections, especially if you don't usually share. I want to invite folks who usually are shy or feel like, oh, their reflection isn't important. Vicky says, I was raised chanting instead of caroling. So I chanted instead, which was beautiful. Lovely, lovely, fantastic. That's great. That makes me so happy to hear, Vicky, how you adapted the invitation to work for you. Yay! Love it. I love the chanting. That's sweet. To be chanted to. How sweet. Oh, as you say that, actually, now I imagine, I have this image of monks and nuns chanting their goodwill and me chanting to them. Oh, that's sweet. Thanks for bringing that image. And I don't know if it was monks and nuns, but that's what conjures up for me. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, that's Mark. Got it. Thank you, Mark. That was Mark on YouTube who says can't figure out how to change their name. But good night. Thanks, Mark. Lovely to have you join us. So, any other reflections before we go into our small groups? Okay. And also, I realize maybe folks on the phone can't raise their hand. So, maybe if people on the phone want to share something, tell you, oh, I see Bill's hand is up. So here we go. Bill, here. Okay, Bill.
The part that I related to most is when you talked about singing carols to people that I didn't know, people that were different.
Yeah.
In one way or another. And there's something about that crying to cross that boundary and not be caught up in differences that it is appealing to me and it's emotional to me. But that was the part I liked the best.
Yeah, so great. I'm delighted to hear that and you highlighting that as and I was leading that for me also that it was very emotional for me to also do that and imagine someone in so many different criteria different from me, imagining them receiving this carol and feeling moved, feeling happy, maybe moved to tears. And that moved me to share this bond with them. So thanks for bringing that in and highlighting that. Appreciate it. And Diana, please, we'll make this the last comment before we go into groups.
There were several very important images for me, but the first one with the ornaments on the tree, I got to reflecting on that. Not only do you hang them on the tree, but in your Christmas tree in your home, it's not in the center and it doesn't fill up the whole room. It's in a corner, or it's small or it's big, but it's there and it may be pretty, and all of those things. But it's respected and liked, but it's not the whole space. And so that whole image was very welcome for me. It's just there and it's pretty and manageable. Thank you.
Thank you. Well said, Diana. Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you for those reflections. Lovely. Yeah. So, dear ones, so the invitation for practicing and connecting with small groups tonight is to share your goodwill, to really share your goodwill with others. Your season's greetings with each other. Maybe it's taking the first 30 seconds or minute, sharing your goodwill with each other as a gift. And then if you like to share what your favorite carol or chant was or what came up for you, you're welcome. But really, the chance to connect with others and sharing your goodwill and receive other people's goodwill. so powerful to be able to do that. So, and we'll hopefully, I'll leave some time for reflections at the end. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And let's see, here we go. Okay, so, all right. Oops, let's try this again. All right, here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, and we have about a couple of minutes for any reflections you'd like to share, especially about how the rooms were. And again, I like to invite folks who usually don't speak up first. So, yeah, you can either type in chat or raise your hand, please. What was that like? What came up for you? And especially if you're new to Happy Hour, delighted you're here. I would love to hear from you. Your reflection, your point, your voice is important. Okay, so I'd like to open it up to everyone now. Neil, please.
Hi, thank you for taking the extra night, Nikki. So one of the things, you know, we discussed was that something, I mean, we talked a lot about the caroling and the stuff, but one of the things that struck me was that, you know, it's not too often that you have like, that we think about random people giving us metta. I mean, that was really, I mean, the fact that it was in the form of caroling, you know, all around, but, you know, you don't generally think of random people giving it to you. And it was sort of interesting, right? It produced sort of like a, you know, at least for me, it produced, you know, a warm and connected feeling. It was really quite sweet, you know, and something that I will, you know, I think about myself giving metta to different groups of people, and I will, you know, look to incorporate this into my practice.
Beautiful. I so appreciate you noting it and really naming it in that way, Neil. The importance of realizing or appreciating, in this case, imagining, having the vision, but also appreciating that in many ways people are giving us metta, they are giving us goodwill, random people we don't know, actually they're doing it all the time, in so many different ways, at the grocery store, at the, you know, our neighbor, it just, there's in so many ways. So I so appreciate you naming how impactful that appreciation, you know, that noticing has been for you. Yeah. Thank you, Neil. Yeah. And Claire, got to make this quick. It's already past time. So. Oh, you're still muted. Okay. All right. So tell you what, so let's close, and I'll stay extra time if anybody wants to stay extra time and just share a couple more minutes, but let's close. It's 7:02. And as I said, I am trying to stay, you know, respecting the time. So, and somebody, Neil says, love the hat, Claire. Yes. Love the hat, Claire. All right. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for joining. Thank you for singing your hearts song, chant, carol of metta to the world, to each other, and receiving that. May all of us be safe, happy, free, and all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice. Lovely to spend Christmas Eve with you. And I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to unmute yourself if you want. There. And say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Kim.